From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading from The Horseman series by Gary McCarthy, Cherokee Light Horse. Now, let's begin with Cherokee Light Horse. Chapter 1. Rufus, Rough Baloo, reined his exhausted thoroughbred stallion to a halt and anxiously waited for his brother and sister. He would be 18 in a month, but trail weariness and deep lines of fatigue made him appear 10 years older. Ruff was very tall and slender, all sharp corners and angles, just like his young thoroughbred stallion. High Fire stood better than 16 hands, and Ruff's legs gripped the barrel of his magnificent stallion with the grace and naturalness of a man born to the saddle. Ruff's mane of thick black hair exploded out from under the wide brim of his felt hat, and his big right hand gripped an Enfield rifle, while his left held a pair of soft latigo reins with the same unconscious ease as a bookkeeper might hold a pencil. Ruff's hooded and restless eyes snapped from tree to tree, measuring shadows, seeking movement and danger. Arkansas was a contested land, a blood-soaked and violent Civil War battleground, where a few Reb patrols still eluded the plundering Union armies. As Ruff waited, High Fire shifted nervously on a thick ground cover of decaying leaves, its hooves raking black, pungent slashes through centuries-old humus. In the naked branches of a sycamore tree 70 feet overhead, a crow strutted and raucously berated the invaders on horses. Ruff pushed back the brim of his sweat-stained hat and watched the arrogant bird. He could have drawn the colt on his hip and...